Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Megan, what wad did you do today?
Oh, dude, our wad? Are we talking freaking wads right now?
We're talking wads.
Already?
We did a running wad where I had to carry a heavy ball.
Did you puke?
No, I didn't.
You're not doing it hard enough.
I know. No. I did.
More.
This was the first time I kind of felt nauseous after, like, the eighth time I did the thing.
Oh, really? Whoa.
So that means I'm getting healthier, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing how long 10 seconds can feel when you have like five guys on your back as you're doing a push-up.
Five guys?
Yeah.
Well, you,
what CrossFit did I go
sexy.
To?
Yeah, right. You do a way Hold sexier on. CrossFit than I do.
Do you do CrossFit?
I'm just carrying actual balls, right. Not like men's
there it
balls.
Is. There it is. I tried CrossFit.
Yeah.
That was all.
And what happened?
You got gang raped by five men and vomited.
Yeah, it was not CrossFit. It was like, weird. My class was at 3 o'clock in the morning in an alley.
Right.
They called it orientation, but...
It was also really expensive.
Oh my God, Megan, like, did you do this?
$3,000.
Did you do that one exercise where you gag on a cock until you vomit? Is that?
Yeah, that's why you feel so thin.
Right. Oh, this is a fun morning conversation. Mm. I like just
this
straight
is
out
exactly how I like starting my day.
Straight out of the gate. You got a goopy green drink.
Oh, it's real gross.
Is there protein in that?
No. No, I had that cock in my mouth earlier, so oh, yeah. I didn't need to add protein in my green drink.
I was just washing it down.
Oh, do you swallow the cum? No, I swallowed the cock. I swallowed the entire dick.
It's
mine now.
Fun fact, as much protein as a whole can of tuna.
Mm. In a dick?
I was going to say,
yeah, in
wow,
one dick.
I need to look at my diet.
That's got to depend on the size.
Yeah, just a dick a day, and you're good.
I went to a sperm bank prior to my... testicle being removed, and I did not have 15 grams of protein in that little squirt.
Oh yeah, Brian only has one ball. We should introduce the guests. Hey, welcome to Jammers.
Hey.
I forget people are listening. If you're listening, welcome to Jammers. I'm Wendy.
I'm Megan. This guy has one ball.
Hey,
right. Stephen Penta, and our guest is Brian Stacey, and he has one ball. Okay, back to your the protein content of your dick.
Not the dick itself, what okay. comes out of it, I think.
Is it?
Well, that's why the protein count was low.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, they didn't chop up the dick and measure
right,
the protein.
Right. It's not
there.
A dick steak.
That's how we find, yeah. That's how we'll find out how old Steven is. We'll chop up his dick and count the rings.
The rings!
count the cock rings. So, wait a minute. So, Brian Stacey. Why do you have one ball? What's your weight?
Maybe you could talk about other accomplishments.
Did we start already? Is this how
we are?
Oh,
we are.
Oh,
we are. We are.
This is
so we really like to spook the guests.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Brian walked in. He's like, this is a real professional operation. I'm like, well, we're going to make up for all the professional equipment by the most unprofessional show you've ever been a part of.
Yeah, exactly.
It's us just talking to each other and then going, oh, we have someone with a ball. Tell us what's your website and goodbye. And bye, quinoa.
But hey, it's real quick. It doesn't take up much of your day, which is nice.
So Brian, I brought Brian here. He started this company. It's an app called Beam, B-I-E-M. And he came to a Glamour Puss show. He sat front row at Glamour Puss and Christina and I started harassing him.
Oh.
And we brought him on stage. We're like, look at this hot guy. And we're going to fuck with him. We were in character. And then we were like, what's your deal? What's your question? He's like, I only have one ball. And then we felt bad because we're like, aw. We're making fun of this guy. He only has one thingy.
It was my first time on stage, any stage in New York.
Side note, he's also very attractive. And
yeah,
aw,
so fuck
and
very, that guy.
How are yeah, you it's kind so of annoying. Yeah, it's a little annoying.
I was sexually harassing for you. No, I'm not harassing. We'll talk about it. Anyway.
Well, Wendy does sexually harass a lot. She does...
I was texting Megan pictures. I'm like, he's like really good looking. And I can say this now because we're on a show and so it's not real. I'll never talk
to you. You actually can't harass on a show. It's a,
right. If
a
you're actively recording, it's like how, it's not harassment.
It's like how we can smoke on stage. Yeah, exactly.
Not in front of the bar, on stage.
I can juggle your ball now and it doesn't mean anything. We're still bros.
No.
But does that really count as juggling if there's just one? Isn't that just like just tossing?
Throwing, yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for throwing my ball.
I think you need multiple things to count as a juggle.
We can play pickle.
What the fuck is pickle?
What the fuck is pickle?
You guys don't know how to play pickle?
Where are you from?
Wait.
Pickle is where you have, it's three players and one person. So there are two people playing catch and there's a runner in the middle.
That's called monkey in the middle.
Involved?
It's called pickle because you're in a pickle.
Wait, you call monkey in the middle pickle?
You guys
call
it's
monkey
pickle?
In the middle.
Oh, no, we call it pickle.
Wait, but this isn't regional because Megan and I are on the same side and we're different coasts.
I was
this
like,
doesn't
this
make
isn't
any
a,
sense.
No sense.
This isn't like a Reese's Reese's situation.
It's monkey in the middle.
Monkey in the middle.
I think pickle is with a wiffle ball and you throw it into the ground.
I think you guys are wrong. We're going to... Well, I grew up
with very... just calls everything pickle, yeah. By the way.
No matter what it is, we're going to play it after this podcast.
Do you guys want to go see Pickle? You mean Blade Runner 2049? Yeah, Pickle.
Yeah.
Should we see Pickle in the pickle? What? She means in the IMAX.
It's like you have the vocabulary of a five-year-old. Yeah. Everything's pickle. She means fork.
Yeah. Well, the fun thing about that is when Wendy actually does use pickles as silverware. Yeah. So that one makes sense.
That's my diet plan.
So many things you can actually use real pickles for.
Tell me. Give us an example.
Silverware.
Yes.
One.
I was going for butt stuff. Hey, Wendy.
Yeah. We all knew.
Well, who doesn't?
Have you heard about that? That women are shoving cucumbers up their vaginas? Did we talk about this already?
I mean, when have women not in the history of... I mean, all phallic things become sex toys at some point.
No, but it's not a sex toy. It's like that, you know, that stupid bullshit, like steam your pussy and whatever, like shove marbles up there that have magic powers, like that shit.
You're talking about pH balance and making sure that it's like,
But it's not a thing, but they're just like some stupid, dumb, hippie health bloggers that probably live in like Joshua Tree and they're telling women to like shave cucumbers, like take the skin off. And then you put it in your vagina and like twist it around. And it's supposed to like help balance.
And it makes a nice sangria.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have a salad.
This sangria is different.
Yeah.
What is this?
Say, don't have enough money for a juicer? Well, you're in luck because your pussy is not only self-cleaning, but it's a juicer.
Well, yeah, with those teeth in there, it just munches everything up.
That's... I didn't know that was...
How do you think I made my green drink? I don't have a Nutribullet. This is all pussy green power.
So, Brian, how do you start a business?
Wait, no. How do we start
Step
this business?
One.
How do we specifically? Start?
Okay. Brian, we got this idea, pussy juicing.
That's right.
Yeah. Then we want to make it an app.
Wow.
Because clearly, this is a very technologically innovative business.
Well, let's talk hardware first.
Yeah.
Right. What kind of skill set do you need to juice from your pussy?
Well, it's like hardware, me and Wendy already
maybe
on top
start
of
with
it. We got that
I
hardware.
Think it's more personal training. I mean, really, like this is like a CrossFit extension.
Oh, it could be a WOD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
This is my second WOD of the day. It's
There's actually, I get up, I WOD. I go to the gym, I WOD.
Really, you're just monetizing your WODs.
Monetizing, yeah. There is an app that I know of called BWOM, and it is a Kegel or pelvic floor app that makes everything down here very strong. And so I imagine that's step one.
Wait,
but is that an app that's tied to a toy?
It is not tied to a toy. It's essentially
this is not your app, right?
This is not my app. This is a friend's app.
Okay.
But yeah, this is where they show you videos on how to do Kegels and different exercises to help with your pelvic floor. Oh, okay. So if you're going to juice via your pussy, you should probably start with Kegels.
I mean, does this
and
work
B-womb.
For men too?
Because I'm getting really Kegels. Horny.
I was going to say, Wendy's so turned on right now.
I'm getting really horny.
Wendy got quiet for about 2 minutes there.
Because I started
Which is the longest she's ever been quiet.
Yeah, because I was thinking about... I was just like picturing like wrapping my, I'm sorry. I'm really horny, guys. I've been sick for a couple of days and now I just want to fuck.
Wow.
Specifically a cucumber.
It's funny because I was just thinking about juicing cucumbers in my asshole.
Mm.
That's actually what
there
I was
There is no
about.
Bad hole for a cucumber.
See?
Yeah.
And now we've cured your horniness.
No, you haven't.
Dude,
now
you
wanna...
made it worse.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about getting fucked in my ear.
Do you have an internal safe word where you're like, I'm really horny right now, but I don't want to be, therefore I'm going to think... I use baseball.
Baseball is the generic one.
Yeah.
I don't use baseball because I can't even... I don't even care about baseball enough to like have it be to my care. Mental safe mm-hmm. word.
Yeah, when I'm horny, that's what I want to think about. Dudes with nice asses running around in tight shorts carrying giant wooden dicks in their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really calms my puss down.
What does calm your puss down?
Nothing.
Nothing? You have nothing that calms the puss down. Nothing that's like nails on a chalkboard, puss dryer.
No, I can't think of anything. Oh, nope, I can't. No, if a guy who's not a comedian tries to be funny, that's, I swear to God, that was the only thing that I can think. Guys, that's not funny trying to tell you a joke?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Oh, we're gonna dry her up real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
Every episode, Wendy leaves and she's just like, I am so not horny. It's so weird.
That's why I was being
Steven.
I got horny and that's why I shut down for 2 minutes because I was like, okay, let me try to listen to what these idiots are saying.
Yeah.
Megan, shut up. Hold on. You guys talk. Let's seal this sucker up. We got a show.
And I'm back.
Yeah. So tell us about your app, because this is really cool. So it's like a sexual health, get tested. Talk about how you got started, because I think this is important just for, in general, a lot of people now.
Yeah.
Every fucking podcast, every ad is for like Squarespace. Everyone's trying to start a business. And I mean, the world's going to end anyway, so you may as well try to open up a store or something.
Well, but also like...
max out those credit cards.
Sexual health is very clear. Like, I care about sexual health very genuinely. Like, I am in.
Yeah.
What are we? Yeah.
And Brian did something, though, like he essentially like is building this company, this empire on his own. So how did you like what prompted you to do it? Sure. And how did you have the follow through?
Yeah. So, you know, growing up in Chicago, my family didn't talk about sex other than the fact that you shouldn't do it before you're married. So that was my
well
sexual
done.
Education. Right.
The Christian family or like
Christian
religious?
Family. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. And so about 5 years ago, when I started to feel a pain in my left testicle.
Yeah.
That came with a lot of embarrassment, shame, and I just didn't do anything. So I waited about 3 months, and at the behest of a friend who was a urologist.
What does behest mean?
Yes.
And Wendy's not horny anymore. She's confused.
Is that like is that like a pickle?
It's a pickle. The same thing.
He meant to say pickle.
Right.
At
the pickle of my friend.
At the pickle of my friend.
Sorry.
No, at the insistence of my friend.
There, thank you.
That was rough.
Who's also a urologist. I went and finally got checked 3 months later. And I was diagnosed with both testicular cancer and chlamydia.
Oh.
Oh.
So it was a rough day.
3 months with chlamydia and you didn't... No red
had
flag.
Had no symptoms of chlamydia. The only thing that hurt was my nut, which was the testicular cancer thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty common, though, with chlamydia?
Chlamydia is very common. There's no connection whatsoever between testicular cancer and chlamydia.
But I mean like you not having symptoms.
It's common for not to be symptomatic.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly. As a matter of fact, half of the people that have an STD have no idea they have one.
Right. Can I ask, what is the pain of testicular cancer like? Like, because I picture it as being just kicked in the balls.
It's not totally different than that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I didn't do anything to begin with, because your nut hurts you every once in a while and it'll like, go away.
Yeah.
You know, I hit it on the table walking by and it'll get better. But this time.
Jesus.
This time it didn't. This is
walking
how hard
around your nuts and everything.
But women have ovarian pains. Like they're like.
Yeah, we get cramps. We're not walking around throwing our egg sacs in a table.
I do that quite a bit. I just walk into everything with
pussy
first.
I have had two girlfriends that have had cystic ovaries, and it sounds like a similar thing where it's like this pain that you don't really know, that it hurts after sex, that you're like, we should probably get this checked out.
Yeah, well, most people, when you have any kind of anything. Like if you have chronic headaches or even like ass bleeding, well, thank God and Megan's fine. But it's like, you have something crazy and you're like, go to the doctor. And you're like, I don't want to know what the fuck it is.
Right. I think I missed it.
Exactly.
Is the ass bleeding an inside story? What happened there?
No. Well,
oh,
Megan,
no, it was me.
Update.
I had a colonoscopy last week.
How was it?
My ass was bleeding. Super fun. I got a lot of drugs. It was real cool. It was like being on heroin, but like it was a cheat because I wasn't on heroin.
Are you good?
Are you okay? Or what's the
prognosis? It's like I'm honestly more annoyed than ever because apparently like totally nothing wrong.
Oh.
Like, I was expecting, like, oh, there was, like, an internal hemorrhoid or, like, a fissure or something.
Sharp poop, huh?
They call those CrossFit hemorrhoids, but you're good. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. I'm not doing enough wads or too many wads.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
there was nothing wrong, and I'm, like, just annoyed.
That's the most frustrating when you really think there's something wrong, and then the doctor's like, eh, well, you just... Well,
yeah, at least I had cancer.
Yeah, see, why can't I just have cancer? That'd be easier to deal with. Well, he told me his one thing. He was like, I just suggest a high fiber diet. Wendy, do I eat enough fiber? Yes.
Yes.
So much fiber. Preston was like pissed. He was like, if anything, you need less fiber. This makes no sense.
Hmm. Yeah. It's like to wake up and have psyllium husk fiber first thing in the morning and then follow it up with like beans. And kimchi and kale.
I'm not gonna take a.
Oh, those were my non-horny words. That did it.
Cillian he was rock husk, hard fiber. Until just now.
I was you were super horny. You had a heart. Seconds ago.
I wish somebody would have fucking told me.
I could see it from here. I don't know how you missed it.
Son of a bitch. Well, you know, timing's everything, kids. Let your neighbors know if you're horny, because sooner or later someone's going to talk about fiber and then it's all downhill.
So you discovered cancer in your testicles.
So going through the testicular removal process and then subsequently chemotherapy, I decided to, first, the question you ask yourself when you're diagnosed with cancer is, am I going to die?
Right.
Right. So you search on the internet, you put in testicular cancer, and I found out that my chance of survival is 96%. That's pretty good. What I couldn't find anywhere on the internet were stories that talked about some of the emotions and decisions that I would have to make.
Men especially. I mean, I know everyone doesn't talk about this, but I feel like men, especially straight men, don't talk about this.
Right. If you got a problem with your nuts, you keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
It's the family jewels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided to write about my experience going to the sperm bank and asking my mom asking me afterwards how it went and, you know, things being put up my butt, you know, for contrast when I'm doing a CT. Like, there's all kinds of interesting things. But what I really wanted to explore was, you know, can I have kids still? Yeah. Is my sexual performance going to be down? What do I do when a woman goes down on me, feels one nut, and starts asking questions, right? Is that going to kill the mood?
Or do you tell them beforehand?
Is right. Like, or do you preemptively?
Conversation.
I got to tell you.
I like the surprise. I like the element of surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
As a chick, wouldn't you be like, thank God there's less of this bullshit down here?
Oh, 100%. I mean, 100%. I would not. I'd be like this. Thank you.
Completely streamlined.
I assume
now.
You did this for me.
Yeah. What a gentleman. Held the door.
Sorry about your two nuts.
Right. Yeah.
So
I know, really. I this whole time I didn't know that this was
paid for. Steven's gonna go get one removed. Just
this is a cosmetic procedure.
Yeah, exactly.
There's less for us to put in our mouths. There's less cleanup. I think it's a nice thing to do. I think everybody, just men listening, consider it.
Well, but
you
wait,
know what? Just remove them both.
Yeah.
Is that a myth?
Because
I feel like you're making jokes out of myth. Is there less cleanup now? Is there? I mean, what?
No, I write about this extensively in the blog.
Tell us about your
cum. I did. Yeah. Yeah. There is. No, it's about the same.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Okay.
Every once in a while when I have I have my hand down there, I wish there was still two because I used to two for so long. And now there's one and it's kind of sad.
Is it like when you cut your hair and you put more shampoo than you use? You know, like when I shaved my head for the first week, I would put a bunch of shampoo in my hand and I'm like, oh man, there's nothing there. Is that the same kind of feeling?
It's very similar. You have phantom hair. I have a phantom nut.
Yeah, you have phantom nut.
Yeah. Right. Like, does your dick feel a lot lighter now?
Well, but
my dick in comparison looks bigger, so that's okay.
There it is.
Bonus.
Heftier.
There are cosmetic implants, right?
Yeah, the doctor asked me and I thought that was kind of weird if I wasn't getting any kind of real benefit for it. So I asked the doctor if he could put Wi-Fi in the prosthetic.
Right.
But that's just not a thing.
Such a
but
tech
that'd be amazing.
You're like, can you put a router in my nutsack?
Can you, can you put
that's
a hotspot?
How you know you're starting a real app.
Connected at all times.
This is the new Silicon Valley.
Yeah, when I make the money off of this app, that's what I'm going to create. Prosthetic Wi-Fi balls.
Prosthetic Wi-Fi balls. Yeah.
So you bring
everyone will do it.
Yeah, I want to dump on that, but I'll probably buy it with
the Wi-Fi comes out in your apartment. They're like, oh man, you're like, I got a hotspot right here. Like,
yeah.
I can't get a connection.
You're the only person using your phone on a plane. You get an erection and the signal gets stronger. Really? Okay. All right.
Oh, Stephen is riffing.
I'm thinking about this.
No, thank you. I like
the Wi-Fi ball.
I think I finally have my tech app idea.
I like it. My little riff got my pussy nice and dry, so we're gonna be able to get yeah, exactly. episode. That one ball, I was like, this is perfect balance. This is great. Okay. So you got one ball.
Got one ball.
You got cancer.
As I was going through chemotherapy, I wrote a blog about this. And again, this is a topic that I never talked about before at all.
Yeah.
And that opened up the conversation with a lot of people that started to reach out and ask me questions about their own sexual health. A lot of feedback.
Yeah.
And so I did that just on a side for 3 years. And so I moved. That was in Washington, D.C. I moved to New York about 3 years ago. I got connected with my friend who's a urologist and asked him, I was like, hey, what's your experience with it when it comes to patients and STDs or sexual health? And he looked at me, he goes, Brian, I've got more dick pics in my phone than any woman in New York.
Right.
Because my friends of friends, my family members all send me cock shots asking, hey, what's going on?
This is fucked up.
Oh, so my God.
We realized.
Wendy, you are in the wrong line of work.
I'm just saying.
Nothing like those chlamydia.
I walk in. Oh, what do I gotta do? You gotta. All right, I'm here. Pee on me. They're like, what are you talking about?
It's medical. It's a medical procedure.
Is this the water sports department, ma'am? This is wrong.
This is the NYU facility.
All right, we'll go do it in the fountain in Washington Square Park. I get it. We don't want to make a mess on the floor. What do I gotta do to get a picture of a dick with herpes all over it?
Become a urologist.
We can take care of that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. A couple more years of school.
Amazing. So your friend's got dick pics in his phone.
He's got dick pics.
So you start talking about sexual health.
So I started talking about it. I started asking him about it and decided that the current, how we do sexual health today just sucks.
Can I ask, how much sex were you having versus how often you were getting tested just as a civilian?
Before I got diagnosed with both cancer and chlamydia, mm-hmm. I hadn't been tested in 2 years, three, I couldn't even tell you.
So now, what about you guys? Do you test when you are fucking other people? I realize.
Yeah.
How often? I haven't been tested in 4 years now.
4 years? Okay.
Well, because I've only been fucking
You've
one
been only
person
fucking
for
one
four
person.
And a half. So yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it's been weird going and getting a pap and everything. Just being like, nope, I don't need an HIV test. I don't need a test. Like, I'm fine.
Do you ever think maybe just, let's just check up on him?
No, I do.
It's just,
I mean, I am a crazy person about this. I feel like that's pretty widely known, but I am that way because before Christina, I used to date a sex worker and she was really, I mean, like on top of it. Mm-hmm. When I met her, she had her paperwork in her purse
and she would actually do
7 day testing in between scenes. So we would know in between. I mean, it was as safe as you can be doing porn, mm-hmm. you know, and that really gave me it put in my head, like, if you're going to do this, this is part of it.
Well, you know? I mean, we've done extensive research with different populations and I'll generalize for a second. But if you're looking at a scale of who really cares about and who really does it today versus at the bottom, who doesn't give a shit, mm-hmm. at the very, very top, it's sex workers, mm-hmm. it's polyamorous relationships.
Yeah.
People that are enjoying sex parties, they have orientations for the shit,
yeah.
right?
It's my people.
We
it's
had
people,
to do, right? when I did the sex party here, we went, because I would get tested, and I got tested again, like, before, because I've been done two sex parties here. Yeah. It was really fun, but it was like, I brought paperwork, so I had to go, and then I went.
Now, did they require that you get tested beforehand, or what was it just kind of like a conversation?
I would hope they do. I mean, they should.
Yeah,
but it's a weird gray area.
They do, because they have condoms out everywhere, and the guy, like, makes sure everyone uses condoms, so the protection's everywhere, but then also, he's like, because he asked me, because he was like, and I said, yeah, I said I was tested like 8 months ago, but I said I can go again. He's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, well, I feel like, because the people coming to the party had to be tested.
They had to be.
The men coming to the party had to bring paperwork. They had to use condoms, but they also had to bring paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain things that can pass through, even, you know, and like, and an oral.
Condoms don't protect everything.
Correct. Right. So the men coming that were paying money to come to this thing had to be tested. But he was like, oh, it's fine. And I'm like, well, I would like to. And there are girls, are there other girls here? But the men had to be tested. And then, but it was just really interesting. everybody there had, and the guy running the party, like he would go, he was like, he goes every 3 months.
Yeah.
What's your before you get tested, what's your kind of thought process? What goes through your head before
the first tested? I waited like 2 years in between. I got tested when I was a virgin.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. Oh. Good baseline.
Well, all when I was in high school, I always used to think like I would feel bloated and I would be like, I got pregnant off a toilet seat. I was a virgin. And I always, I'm pregnant and I have AIDS. Like,
yeah. Christina thought she would get pregnant from masturbating when she was a kid.
Yeah. I was like, maybe something Jesus. Flew in there.
I mean, that speaks to our sexual health education system.
I mean, guys we fucked speaks to our sexual health That's education. The fact, yeah. the fact right. that, that, you know, that podcast makes this podcast possible. Yeah. Like, it speaks to a lot right. of sexual yeah. health.
But no, the feeling of going in, especially when you're just like out gallivanting around and you're like sometimes using condoms and sometimes not. And then you go like, yep. oh, we go in and get tested. And then you're, and I was just like, fuck, 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 oh, yeah. fuck.
I got everything. Worst case scenario. Oh, life's over. It's going to change forever.
Yep. Yeah. yeah. It's like, I think that's one of the main reasons people don't go get tested because no, they're just like it's
you don't
fear.
You don't want to know.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
They're like, well, I feel fine. I don't have symptoms of anything. I'm not right. like rapidly losing weight. So I probably don't have HIV.
And you don't want to think about all right. the mistakes you've made.
That's right. right.
Dumb
that's right.
shit.
It really brings it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I call us. We're all very sexually illogical mm-hmm. where we're like, I know I'm going to go get tested. I'm going to use a condom blah, 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 and it just doesn't happen. And it's right. those stupid ass barriers that get in the way. So my entire company is based on making sexual health decisions easier.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what we do. Make it easier to talk to a doctor, easier to get tested, easier to share results with a partner, easier to understand how to perform better and have higher levels of confidence in bed, right? Mm. Make it easy. Now, if you could for a second, you told yeah. us how you feel before getting tested.
Right.
Could you either verbally or physically show us how you feel after you get tested and you've got a negative report?
Oh, God. It's like the best. Oh, you'd say... I mean, it's better than seeing that you're not pregnant.
Right. Yeah.
But it also,
because that's easier to deal with if, right. if you're pregnant, you know.
It also is a really good feeling too. Like with Christine and I, when we meet other people and we're like, okay, because we don't really go to sex parties and stuff. That's too much. But like, we'll go on dates with people. And when you're out with someone and you're like, yeah, well, we get tested, you know, just having that conversation. Yeah. It's not like you want to require everyone to show your paperwork and that kind of stuff. Right. But just like, hey, you know, just so you know, like we each get tested once a year after new partners, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, like just to stay safe. Cause it's like talking about sex our whole life. It'd be yeah. crazy not to. Being able to have that conversation and then having someone be on the same page. And Brian has his work right here in Ew. Front of us on his.
That's nice. That's awfully convenient.
Oh, cool.
Here yeah. we go. So going back to making decisions really easy, when you have results in your phone that easy to read.
Oh, shit.
There's yeah. no excuse to not get tested.
Oh, man. It's you so got the easy. Hepatitis B vaccine.
Oh, I got the vaccine. Fancy. Hepatitis
oh,
3.
Cool.
Do you do PrEP?
I don't do PrEP.
Okay. That's the one thing that I'm like, I don't know.
If you want to make it a daily cool. practice, you absolutely can.
When yeah. did you? When
and
did
we
this
can do,
become,
we do that through the app too.
When did this become an app? Everybody, I need to download this app. So
In
now,
June.
How does? Okay. Oh, that's right. Congratulations.
Oh, it's brand new.
Yeah, it's very new.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So this is yeah. I wanted to have you on because we want to cool. talk about this. So how did you go from the idea of just having the conversation and writing the blog about mm-hmm. sexual health and getting tested and then following through all the way to making this business to now getting an app? Because this is really cool.
So our initial, this is one of my favorite stories. Our initial idea was just we wanted to change the sexual health conversation. We had no product in mind whatsoever. So we came up with this brilliant idea of taking a condom, putting a medical grade adhesive on the packaging of it, mm-hmm. and sticking it on your body. So the reason we did this is because my friend Art, the urologist, he would talk to friends. And friends would say, hey, I didn't use a condom because it wasn't in my wallet. It was in the bathroom. I didn't have access to one. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to duct tape a condom to your chest. So you have no excuse. Once you take off all your clothes, you still have this condom.
Slightly impractical, but okay. Right.
So that's what we did.
It's funny. I never had that problem with condoms, right. but okay.
But people, we have all the excuses in the world. Guys have all the excuses
in
the world.
It's insane the excuses you hear about not using.
So here's what we did. We took the sticky condom. We put it on our chest or our arms or anywhere it was visible. We walked into bars, restaurants, parks, and just started having conversations with people about sexual health.
Right.
And it was shocking. The first woman I talked to looked at me and she kind of looked at my chest and she goes, do you have a heart problem?
Right.
I said, no, it's a condom. She goes, why do you have a condom on your chest? I go, well, you never know when the mood might strike. I've got a condom. And she goes, you're a douchebag.
Yes.
And I said, you're probably, it's a great assessment. You're not wrong. But then we continue the conversation for 15 minutes.
I do think that if you were a man.
And then I fucked her in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
With a condom.
Yeah. It's such a fucking backwards thing because we all want to talk about, we go out and like, ooh, we're having fun and like we try to be safe. And then if a guy has a condom,
right,
or
if
God
he has
forbid,
a condom on, or the woman or has a condom.
Yeah. It's even worse. If I've got a condom in my purse, like I've had times where you're going to hook up and a guy's like, well, I don't have a condom. And I'm like, well, then
oh,
he's
I
like,
have a condom.
And yeah. I'm like, oh, I, and then if I'm like, oh, I have some in my purse, it's like, you whore. And it's like, no, you're the bad guy because you're going to fuck me without a condom.
Yeah.
I'm the person that knows I like fuck. It's this weird. It's so fucked up that parts of society and in some ways we're like very sexually open and we've got like, ooh, we're like, ooh, Snapchat and we're mad and free the nipple on Instagram. But then when you want to have a conversation about like, hey, have you been tested? Or like, we should use a condom. People are like, ew, gross. We don't want to talk about disease and dirty stuff. We just want the fun part. And it's like, no, that's not.
But I do feel like we're getting to a place where now you can kind of be like, if those people aren't willing to have those conversations or react like that, you can kind of be like, okay, we shouldn't fuck.
Peace.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's a good red flag.
There's another company out there called Lovability, and they've made like really cool, it's a male condom, but they've made like really cool packaging. Mm-hmm. They've also created something called a fuckboy repellent. It's literally glitter with sanitized water. And so if you run into a situation where he's like, I'm not going to put this condom on, you go,
oh my God,
glitter
I want
all
that.
Over the face and you walk out. That's one way to say
that's
no.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, also like we're not talking about like a problem that I think is way more prevalent. People also just don't like using condoms.
Like we've actually talked about this. Like you specifically do not like using condoms. Like just as someone in a relationship.
I hate using condoms. Like even when I was single, I wouldn't use them as much as I should. But like I have loads of friends that have sex with random people and like never carry condoms, both men and women, and don't have a problem when the other person's like, don't have a condom. Like I know a lot of people.
That's something that people within the condom industry have been talking about for decades, but it doesn't seem like we're going to innovate.
Well, I think people want to talk about like, and I'm not saying this is, but a lot of people want to talk about like being safe. Like people lie. I know a lot of people that in a group of people be like, oh yeah, I always use condoms.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, you never fucking use condoms. Yeah. Like I know that for a fact.
Yeah. We know what's right.
Yeah.
But we don't do it.
Well, exactly. That's people don't want to admit that they don't do it, but then it comes down to it and they're like, oh yeah, I'm not going to use a condom when I fuck this dude I met in a bar.
One of my favorite types of stories is when we use a condom the first time and maybe even the second time, and like, let's say the same night. And then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning, you're like, well, I used it the first two times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very,
I don't need it the third time.
I got to tell you, when I start like moving here, like with the sugar daddy thing with those guys, I was instantly like, I went into this thing where I'm like, okay, this is different territory.
Yeah.
And the other thing too, because skin condoms, I got a bunch of free because they gave a
we
bunch
get
of
a lot. We got a lot.
I get
of
all the I get all Christina's free swag. She's like, do you want condoms? I'm like, yeah. And it was like a trash bag full.
Yeah,
we have a huge jar in the apartment. And so Chen Wei and I and I'm like, we'll put this here. So we think it's fun and it's fun for her because she grew up in Shanghai where everything is like no one talks about sex. And I'm like, we have a giant clear jar of condoms.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is for everybody. We're the fun apartment. But
this,
so
this is worth pointing out. This is a worldwide problem. And in America is one thing, but it is actually even worse.
I got to be honest. A lot of the times before I moved to New York, going out and hooking up, there's this thing in the back of your brain where you go. And like you said, everybody lies. So we all like, oh, I never have one night stands. And you're like, oops, we don't have condoms. It's whatever. We'll just do it. And I would do that all the time. And that's why when I first time I got tested, I was like, whew, okay.
Right.
Now, it's like one of those things when you're really, really fucked up and drunk and high. And you're like, if I live, I promise I'll never drink again.
And as soon as you get your test results, you're like, I'm going to a bar. I'm going home with somebody.
Right. Yeah, going home.
You do that little post-test dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get all excited.
You showed off your paperwork at the bar.
You got it. Yeah, very proud.
Yeah, and then you forgot to grab free condoms from the clinic. But that's the thing, too, is a lot of times the problem for me is that I would just, like, not have them. And so you get, you're like ready to go. And then no one wants to leave and go like right. to liquor store. It's like, should we go? We're going to walk at 3 a.m. in the fucking snow to go get condoms.
Yeah. See, I'm abnormal and I'm not fun, but I pretty much, I mean, I'm weird. I'm weird with condoms. I'm crazy about it.
The question came up a lot. We did a lot of research on this piece too, of when the question is actually asked, if it's asked.
Yeah.
So I was just curious with this group, when in the courting situation do you ask? Is it when you first meet somebody? Is it when you're making out? Is it, have you been tested?
Oh, I was like, yeah. Oh, I asked my deli guy. I'm like, I want to, hey, before you touch my turkey, show me a beam.
Well, but I think you made a really good point. I think Wendy and I would be classified in the more extreme group, where it's like, because we do such wacky stuff and our lives are so out in the open, like people usually come and talk to me. The soonest conversation that I'll have, especially with a new partner, is all the, you know, have you been tested? What are you into? You know, we're talking about deep kinks before we talk about dreams and aspirations. You know what I mean? Like that's because we're
it makes it almost easier.
Yeah.
Being in that world I find the same thing now where that's the first conversation.
Because I've done both. Like I've done the where before I moved to New York, I don't think I would really even ask. I had a couple two serious boyfriends, but it's mostly just like random. Like I would just like hook up with people because I prefer to fuck people with whom I'm not emotionally involved.
And the other thing that's really abnormal about me, and I know that this is the exception and not any kind of rule, but like number one, I'm sober, which makes a big difference. And then number two, I've pretty much trained my body to use condoms all the time.
Do you use it during masturbation?
My biggest issue is premature ejaculation. Like I will come super easy. So anything that's making that better, and what, everyone dried up right now? I can tell.
When you said I've trained my body, I was expecting, I've trained my body to just not get STDs. So I'm fine. That's totally what I thought you were going to say.
Your workout of the day is very different.
That would be my WAD.
100%. That's so good.
But no, like condoms are my default setting. So, you know, no matter
maybe not just a podcast, but you should show your training of how you train with a condom. That'd be amazing.
Just breaking wood blocks with his dick with a condom.
I'm just going to make
it's
videos,
impressive
but it's
too,
only
it's flaccid
my face.
The whole time. Right.
Just doing Tai Chi with a shimmery.
With a big pre-lubed limp dick.
I like how you threw big in there, Stephen.
A shriveled cold with
Stephen was like, I'm going to say limp. I'm going to yes and there limp, but I'm going to add a big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Picture me in a big. I just picture you doing Chai Chi with a big old limp
with
dick.
With his big limp dick.
Shiny.
The condoms just kind of.
The condoms.
Laughing in the breeze. Yeah.
You see raccoons trying to get at it. We're proud of your training. Well, at least as long as you're sticking to some exercise routine.
Yeah,
after
I was
going
to say, I'm impressed he's doing anything, to be perfectly honest.
This is the only thing that I'm training for.
Okay, listen. I'll go for a walk outside, but I'm wearing 3 condoms and you can't stop me.
Well, hey, it's a weight.
Right.
3 condoms,
that's
probably what, an ounce?
I've got a butt plug in. We're practicing self prostate massage and erection training while I'm running.
And now all of a sudden someone likes to skip, huh? That's a call. But yeah, no, that's an interesting thing because I never would ask before. Now it's like one of the first things that comes up in a conversation.
And the crazy thing is, like, after dating a sex worker, people would then ask me, like, straight out the gate. And most people don't have that.
See, I think that's similar because I don't think I ever asked unless I was... my boyfriend just woke up and he's going to be really excited to hear me talk about this. but I would only ask if it was someone who I knew used needles.
Right.
If it was a person I knew shot up, then I would always ask.
Yeah.
But that's so stupid.
Fair.
Yeah, I know, but it's dumb that like in that situation, because I was like, that's unsafe behavior. But me fucking countless people with no condoms. That's totally cool.
I like how you're like, you know what? Let me ask the guy that uses needles if he's been tested and I'm going to take his word for it.
Yeah.
No? What's the no condom answer?
Well, that was the... The only time I ever shared a needle was with someone who I was having unprotected sex with. So I'm like, oh, this is fine.
At this point,
we're already there.
Yeah. Double down.
Let's insertions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna wait till he puts. I assume they're shooting up truth serum, right? I'm gonna wait till he puts it, and I'm gonna ask him if he got tested.
Yeah.
Are you a spy? Well,
everyone knows how truthful drug addicts are.
Right.
So when they said yes, of course I believed them.
Right.
What are they going to do? Lie to me?
For sure.
I didn't even wait for the results. So have you been tested? Yes. Quick fuck. Oh, wait, I forgot to ask. What were the results? God damn it.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Shit. Every time.
I get so excited.
So
I got to fuck a less funny heroin addict. If he was telling bad jokes.
Well, they're just all so funny.
Right.
That's the problem. It's almost impossible to find an unfunny heroin addict.
So how do you get hardcore needle users to use your app?
I thought you were going to skit say, so how do you get hard? That's what I want to stop.
There's only one way.
Hello.
Wow.
Oh, God, that took a hard turn. We just got real. Everyone's.
Okay.
Everyone's like very, very uncomfortable, yeah, huh? Are you nervous? Open.
No.
Because I said hard. Did that make you nervous?
No, nothing makes me nervous these days.
Yeah, right. You seem a little sweaty.
No.
Little sweaty. Your boss. I know.
The only thing that makes me nervous is
Count
videos.
How many condoms he has on right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you should take.
Just
that might be why.
He's overheating from all the condoms. Right.
Unless you're going to do a cotton one that's breathable. You need a more breathable condom. He's just got them on his arms.
Who doesn't need a more breathable condom?
Ooh, just that sweet rug burn.
A more porous condom.
Right. Okay, so when you go to get tested, so, because right now, like the last time I went, I was there 2 months ago at Planned Parenthood. I went and I got tested. Now, what's the difference between going into a doctor and using this app? Because I kind of looked at it and somebody said, like, hi, welcome to Beam. Last night I was looking at it and I was like, ah!
I did the same thing. Someone starts talking to you immediately and I'm like, whoa.
I was like, oh, I got no
too
top
quick,
on.
Too soon.
I'm topless and I got no mascara.
I see you.
I threw my phone and then your icon showed up and I threw my phone around.
You FaceTime in.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? Just FaceTiming.
First time I've heard that, and it's really funny.
Oh, it's true.
What's
terrifying?
True,
yeah.
What is the thought behind? I mean, how do you go and create a pleasant testing environment?
Yeah, how did
people
you do
at
this?
Home and then get
so know. So? It's really a two-step process. The first is you do a virtual visit with a practitioner, and our practitioners are people that have been through all kinds of sexual health training, that have worked at the Department of Health, Planned Parenthood, different places, so they know how to do sexual health, and this is different than some family practitioners or general practitioners that you have to negotiate getting all the tests done. We hear that story all the time where they go in and say, just test me for everything. And the doctor will say, well, you don't probably need this or that or this. So our doctors are trained in specifically sexual health. So you have the conversation. The conversation lasts between 5 to 10 minutes, usually, depending on what kind of questions somebody might have. Mm-hmm. After that, you get tested. And you can get tested in one of two places, either a local lab. We partnered with LabQuest and Corp, LabCorp and Quest in the area here. Or you can do it at home. And somebody will literally come to your house, do the blood and urine sample, just like the lab, same exact test.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
So someone
that's
will crazy. Actually come to your house and do the...
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. So my doctor actually sends me to Quest as where I get my full checkup every year. I think I had my last one done like 3-4 months ago. If I have that done at Quest, is there a way for me to like call Quest and just be like, hey, can I get this reported to this app or do I need to go get a fresh?
Yeah, we're launching that in January.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So we want to be results obsessed with the app, not just if you come through our doctors or our front door. The more people that are on this app, the more this conversation is going to happen, the better off we'll all be.
Yeah.
So I would love to take any results, and we're implementing that one specifically through Quest.
And how much, what about locations? Because I am curious, you know, there was, I'll bleep this if it's an issue, but there was an app called Healthvana that was similar.
That was my old app, Stephen. God damn it.
Oh, sorry. What did
now we're having a fight.
But the problem was, you know, with Healthvana was actually something that I talked to a lot of people about in like poly community. And like when we would have three ways and stuff, I'd be like, this would be so exciting if it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. But it was like only doctors in Silicon Valley that reported to Healthvana. You know, it was kind of like, oh, this is a cool idea, but it's not. real.
Totally. Yeah. The issue with Helvana, and they've changed their business model a little bit, where they're creating software now for providers that are already doing it. So there's still the app, which is good. And by the way, anybody else that's in this space, I want to play along with. This is such a big problem. There's so much money in it. Let's all do it. Honestly. So I have no problem chatting about that. With Helvana here in New York, they only had one lab that was open on Wednesdays between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Yes.
Right. So it was very difficult to get tested.
I know.
Yeah,
that's when I'm doing trivia. So, I mean,
right, trivia.
that's when I'm getting that good trivia dick.
How many hours between sexual intercourse and herpes does it show up? 6. Ding, ding, ding. That's not accurate. By the way,
what's the real answer?
It could be up to 7 days.
All right.
Cool.
Well, I shouldn't say up to. You may never get a symptom, but it could take up to 7 days if you're going to.
That's the scary thing. There's so many of these diseases that don't have any symptoms.
Yeah, that's what's like super. Ew.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah,
too.
I was like having sex with, you know, not just one person who I love so much and it's great. but I got tests like. I did it more when I got older, where I'd get tested like every 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the least was like I'd do twice a year because I was so hyper paranoid.
Because
again, I was not
that.
Really using condoms and I was doing drugs. So I was like, I know, I'll just get tested all the time. That'll make everything okay. Yeah. That'll make my poor decisions okay. Look how responsible I'm being about this.
I know. That's like, that's just like eating ice cream every night, but like paying for a gym membership. And you're like, I have that here. I could go. Like, you know what you're supposed to do. And then you're like, but this
you're
is just
not doing. It's but harder.
But this feels better.
Yeah.
This is more funner. Yeah. No. And the thing too is like it's crazy. And I've noticed a difference in the attitude. We talk about like people that work in sex work get tested more and talk are more open about it. There's a guy that I dated one guy like since I started seeing the sugar daddy and then became very public about it. And then, so now there's this weird response. I was dating this guy. We went out and then we were hooking up for the first time. It was a very uncomfortable conversation. He goes, so I Googled you. I read that article. And I'm like, yeah, he goes, are you like a prostitute or like what? I go, well, no. It's kind of sensationalized obviously, but I dated this guy on this website and it was, you know, but so technically it's sex work and, dated a couple guys through the site. I said, but I was never like in a hotel room taking like hourly clients. He goes, oh, thank God. Okay, great. So when did you stop doing that? And I go, well, what is it? What does it matter? We're like hanging out. He goes, no, I just want to know like if we have to use a condom or not. And I was like, oh, that's not how STDs work.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's this thing where to him, because it was like, oh, they think that, but it's almost the opposite because people just out getting drunk in bars will go and just, so they'll dangerous. Go fuck without a condom because they're like, well, I would use a condom, but this guy's got a really nice apartment, so totally. I probably don't have to. No. Or like, oh, I don't, they look clean or their clothes are nice. And it's like, you know, people say that.
We did so much research on this specific type
crazy.
Of incident. And I'll give you a couple interesting ones. And I'll speak for the heterosexual men that we talked to.
Yeah.
The number one reason that somebody wouldn't use a condom or wouldn't ask was simply, well, I met him at work or I met him at the gym. Right. So I know them. I'm comfortable with them and they would never have an STD.
And they're super hot.
And they're super hot.
and it's really clean.
They have shut your brain.
Well, that's the, oh, they look clean.
Yeah, they
that's
look clean.
That's the one that's all I've always
that's
thought was like, so crazy.
They look
it's
clean.
Like,
is
no,
the
they
most
look
bullshit.
Clean.
It is, it is bullshit,
it's
but they
crazy.
Look healthy. I didn't see anything in my drunken stupor, right? That's the other big one.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's the third one. This is a real kicker. Well, women get tested every year, so they would tell me if they had something. Which puts the entire responsibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was number three. Those are the top
I've
three.
I've never heard that, but it's my favorite. That is fucking crazy.
That's
eat all of my dicks. Oh my God. That is infuriating and insane. That's so crazy.
That's a real response that straight men were like, women.
See, I don't know any.
Why would I get tested? They get tested. They'll tell me.
I don't know a man stupid enough to say that to my face. So that's why I've never heard that before because I would lose my mind if someone said that to me.
I often think about and have other straight men talk to me about, like, where do we begin these conversations for straight men? Because they're not, I mean, they're not listening to me. That's for sure.
So honestly, here's how I think we do it and what we want to do with this app. Right now, sexual health is a bit of a taboo conversation. It's not a sexy thing to do. There's when you have a condom, Wendy, on you, somebody might judge you for having that condom, right? We want to get this to a point
as
where
being a fun lady. I'm like, first of all, I didn't pay for this. All right.
I got it from the jar.
Yeah. I stole it.
No, we wanted to make it a badge of honor, actually. Yeah. The fact that, like, look, I got tested. I get up in the morning, my breath stinks, so I brush my teeth.
Right.
Right? I have sex, therefore I get tested. This is
Wait,
a thing.
Is that how to fix that breath thing? Thank you. Would somebody take a note? We got tips coming out of our asses on this episode. That's a great tip. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. So we're starting to partner with a couple dating apps that will integrate with our app. And
that's so smart.
Yeah, it'll show not what your results are. That's way too much as oversharing, but simply, are you somebody that's sexually health conscious by being tested at least once every 6 months?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the heterosexual guys, it becomes an easier conversation for them because you see it as part of somebody's profile. And it then becomes a competitive advantage when it comes to hooking up and meeting people, as opposed to something that's awkward to talk about.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that that's the space we go down.
Well, and especially, I mean, I'm kind of living proof of like, I'm hardly a sexual dynamo. Like Wendy, I'm just drying up Wendy left and right. But fucking by being a guy that like talks about this stuff and, you know, that kind of thing, like, it's kind of crazy how sexually active
Steven,
my life
we all
want
to fuck you. That's why I brought Brian here. This is, I don't want you to feel bad about yourself.
We're going to leave the microphones on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We saw you doing Tai Chi. He was like, hey, can I? Yeah, he was
three
like,
three condoms actually will make your dick a little bit bigger, too. So
you won't believe the girth.
Everybody wants to fuck you. You got a big flaccid dick. We saw you been working out in the woods. Yeah. That's the reason Brian wanted to come here.
Did you say working out in the woods?
Yeah.
But real talk, being able to talk about it is very appealing, especially when everyone knows that, you know, this is what you do. This is what you're into. Then you can really get into like next level kinks and those discussions. And that's fucking sexy.
I'm on about 15 different dating apps. Largely, I wanted to put my like the Beam kind of name out there in the dating app world.
Yeah. Well, why not?
So one of my profile photos.
Wow, just a real fun gentleman, Wendy.
Yeah.
That's what I put though. I literally said tested for STDs on the date, a picture of my mugshot. And then I said, not looking to hook up, just thought you should know. And I wanted to see what conversation that started. And granted, it's only people that swiped right on me that were going to have the conversation. But once you talk about sexual health, I had one woman 2 days ago like send me a photo of her latest results. Once you have that conversation,
I thought you were
going
to say of her pussy, and she was like, "What
is
this?
What is this?" That's what I was. I swear to God, I was like, "This is going to get good."
What do you think this is?
That's a penis, man. That's a penis.
How about this? That I'm gonna pickle.
It's a pickle, clearly.
So you're on 15 dating apps.
To finish that thought. Once you talk about the sexual health conversation, everything else is on the table.
Right.
You're not talking about the weather anymore. You're not talking about your job.
No, you're talking about real shit. It's great.
Yeah. So it's
you got syphilis? No, me neither. Great. How many fingers you like in your asshole? Right, you just get right to the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Four.
Well, I know you went through all the testing. So your butthole, like, it's, you know, ass stuff is really the way to go. Kids. Can I put that on?
Yeah, let Mama Wendy tell you.
So you're on 15 dating apps, but you're not trying to date. They swipe right on you and you're like, I just want you to know my dick is clean and you can't have it.
You're dating right? Like
I am. I'm actively dating. Yeah. There's a couple of those dating apps I actually use for dating.
Okay. I was like, you're using this just to spread your business idea? Genius.
Let's get on that.
We should do that for jammers, the three
I
of
just
us.
Said
also,
that.
We're
yes,
going to call bullshit.
Yeah, let's do it for like... We'll go on like all the poly sites.
Oh, Field.
The three of us.
Field's my jam.
Oh my God. What a nightmare date that would be. Could you imagine some poor person ending up on a date with the three of us?
Oh, wait until we awkwardly fuck each other. This is going to be fabulous.
Guys, yeah. I'm right here.
We didn't say awkwardly fuck you. We didn't invite you here to have some sort of like gang rape fantasy situation.
I'm out of here.
That's bullshit.
I'm in the other room.
No, we are.
I'm not actually in LA. I'm in the other room. I'm going to burst out at any moment.
No, we're just fucking your business over because you came on this podcast.
Huh.
I want to. Yeah, we got to get on that. Okay. So what are we going to do? So this is okay. We all have to download the app.
Download the app. Answer a few questions in there. Set an appointment, a virtual appointment with a provider. Go get tested.
Now, is this all over the country?
On the phone. This is only in New York right now.
Okay.
So we launched in June. We want to run a pilot here, figure out our marketing, figure out operations.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
We're redesigning the app right now. I think I mentioned a couple new features are coming out in January.
Now, let me ask you, just from the HIV positive community and that kind of thing, do you worry about like marginalizing people that are positive people? You know, because people are so stressed out about herpes or, you know, syphilis, chlamydia, the curables, you know, that kind of thing. Or like, I don't want to, you know, people with HIV deserve orgies too. The pleasant sex, like you should be able to date those people. Like, I don't feel like disclosure should be a requirement. I just think that people should be able to have conversations about it. So how do you walk that line? What's that conversation look like for your business?
Yeah. Thank you for asking that question. It's an important one. One of my concerns was, when we launched this, all of a sudden you have your quote scorecard, right, on your phone. It's very easy. So for people that do have a STD that is not curable, treatable, but not curable, right, like HIV, herpes 2, what have you, I was concerned. So we reached out to a bunch of people before launching this and got their thoughts on it. And there's a couple of things that we've learned. One is that when you are, let's say, herpes 2 positive, it's really difficult to find the right time to have that conversation with somebody.
We hear that. I mean, just we hear that from people a lot. You know what I mean? That it's just like the shame where it's like herpes is not, people treat that like a death sentence or a real deal breaker. And it's not, as long as you're watching it and you, if you're conscious about it and you can talk about it, not a big deal.
Yeah. I had a guy one time, this is back in LA. We like really liked each other. And I remember we were making out. And we're making out real hard and like hot and we're like dry humping up against the car. And he goes, I really like you. I got to tell you something. I'm like, what? He's like, I have herpes, but we use condoms and I don't really have breakouts a lot. And I was like, great.
It's like, perfect.
Yeah. But I was like, okay. And I'm like, well, what does that mean for me? And he's like, well, we don't have to have sex right now. And we actually never fucked. Mm. We ended up just being friends, but it was just like, I just met him and I didn't not fuck him because of the herpes thing, but I learned about it through that. It was a really, but like, you can bring it up just like that.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, good for him and good response for you. I've heard other horror stories that somebody doesn't respond like that.
I feel more uncomfortable being like, yeah,
I can't imagine.
Yeah. And then on the HIV front, we partnered with HIV Heroes here in New York and we're doing something that I think is really cool. People that are HIV positive want to know where their viral loads are.
Right.
If your viral load is higher, you're contagious. You can give somebody HIV. With a lot of the drugs today, that viral load is below a load that makes you contagious.
Right.
So one thing we're starting to do, again, in the new version of the app, is we can actually have HIV positive folks check their viral load and be able to show that on the app as well. So we're taking it from a world of, oh my gosh, I have HIV and this is terrible and now everybody's going to know, to a point where if you want to disclose, you can not only disclose, you can be educated on it, but you can show where your viral load was during your last test.
Yeah.
And so it really brings some awareness to what the disease actually is, as well as what can be done about it.
And that's great because that allows it to be a conversation within your community, within your partners, within, you know, so that... I don't know. It shouldn't be a death sentence for your sex life.
No, that's bullshit. Absolutely not.
I have two friends.
And it's the hardest thing to talk about. Yeah. I mean, it's the hardest thing even, you know, I mean, Christine and I work professionally talking openly with people, HIV positive and people in that world. Like, it's the hardest thing to find people to talk about.
It's crazy. I have two friends who are HIV positive. And like, I remember the one I met when I was in the psych ward. And you're talking about having a conversation where you go like, I tell someone you have herpes and I'm like, oh, that almost, I'd rather when I have to go like, I'm bipolar. Like that's on it that I'm not like, it's funny, but it's also a similar conversation where I'm like, this is going to make a fucking sharp turn in about 3 months. Do you know, like that's more, I have to have, that's a more comfortable conversation for me than being like, use a condom if I'm dating somebody. But I, in the psych ward, I met this guy and he was like the coolest. And I remember, flamboyantly gay guy, his name's Steve. He passed away 3 years ago, but we stayed in touch. But I can remember we were hanging out and I didn't know he was in there to adjust his meds. But I can remember he was like the only person I would talk to in the hospital because we were both like, we're not actually crazy. And he was like, I'm just here to adjust my meds. And I'm like, I shouldn't be here. And we would like, and his boyfriend smuggled a cigarette in. And it broke, and he was taping it together. And we were like, we can secretly smoke in the showers. This was years ago. And we were going to, and I can remember we were going to smoke it. And he goes, you know what? Here, you can have it. And he said, he goes, I don't know what's going on. He said, and this was, I was 19. So this is like a long time ago. What's the math on that? 16 years ago?
Solid decade.
16 years ago. So not a, like there was not that much information about HIV, but I remember we were going to, he goes here. And then I said, do you want some? And he almost took it. Then he stopped. He said, I just found out I have HIV and I don't know if it's contractible. It was just like this very weird thing. And then we both started crying. And I remember, and then we stayed in touch years after that. But I found out from that he passed away like 3 years ago. But to know somebody like that, where you go like, because I remember watching it like on MTV on The Real World, there was a girl with HIV and you hear all these terrible things where it's like, and they're dirty and they're terrible. And then you go like, no, but they're also just people. And you're like, oh fuck, I have this thing. And their body's just like rapidly breaking down. And I remember watching him and he would go get treatments and he would get fillers in his face, but then just to watch their body deteriorate. And it's like, what can you do? You know, and the feeling of, I remember the shame in his face when he was like, I don't even know if I can share the cigarette with you. I don't know what's happening. Where they just are, it's like, I cannot even imagine having that conversation. But yeah, the feeling of like feeling like you're this diseased person walking around, you know.
Dude, thank you for sharing that story. That's those types of stories are literally why I do what I do. And this day and age with what we know and the drugs that are available, there is no reason that you there's ways to avoid contracting it. There's no reason to die from it.
Yeah.
It is 100% treatable as long as you get it checked out. And so a little PSA after that story, get it checked. It's not a death sentence. It doesn't have to be anything close to that. Life goes on.
Yeah. And we can share cigarettes, huh?
Can share cigarettes.
And kill ourselves with cancer instead. It's perfect.
Yeah. Do it the fun way, huh? And I was huffing tape too. I for sure smoked tape glue. I was like, this is good, right? For psychosis? So let's see. So what we're going to do is, we got to do our challenge. So for the listeners, everybody get tested. This will be
just everyone get tested.
Yeah. Get tested. And then if you're in New York, get the Beam app and do it on here. I'm going to get someone to come to my house.
Yeah. Do it. I can put it in the show notes. I can put a code in there. So we didn't talk about this yet. It's $45 to see the doctor.
Right.
And then your insurance.
That's to have them come to your house.
The $45 to do the video visit.
Okay.
If you want somebody to come to your house, it's an additional $45.
Okay.
And then the tests themselves, your insurance typically takes care of. If you don't have insurance, a different story. But if you have insurance, it's usually $0 to $40.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. In the show notes, I'll put a code in there to discount the visits to $10 instead of $45.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, that's cool. Huge. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that's our first show discount.
I know.
for STD testing. How fitting. Perfect.
Yeah.
Talk about selfish help.
I know. I think this is the first episode where we're actually doing helpful thing.
Yeah.
No, every episode. How many episodes? Every episode.
Steven really thinks we're like changing the world with this podcast.
I'm changing the world every day.
No.
Well, here's what I love about what you guys are doing. Nobody really wants to talk about sexual health until it's a thing, until you gotta talk about it.
Right.
Well, you guys, you provide a nice sugar coating around this.
Oh, nobody wants
experience.
To talk about any of the things that we talk about.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
We just beat them over the head with it, whether they want it or not. I think we learned last episode that Wendy's bringing it to you, whether you're asking or not. So, you know.
I mean,
we're just assaulting people with positive messages.
Yeah, we're just trying to be helpful. That's why we have to do this podcast. Nobody wants to talk. We have to talk to each other this. And then we have to brag you, and we're like, you got a business to promote? He's like, I have a heart out 10 minutes after I walk in the door.
We're just trapping people in rooms and just like, so STD testing.
Sit here in my green seat, grab the microphone and start talking.
Yes, everybody get tested. This
everybody
is a fun
act.
And yeah, and it sucks and you're going to be nervous and feel whatever, and you can email us while you're in the waiting room.
So good afterwards. And then you can go to all your partners with your fresh paperwork or your paperwork in your app or whatever.
Going back to the story where I was diagnosed with testicular cancer and chlamydia, it was that 3 months leading up to it where I was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I have something. I don't know what it is. It's probably going to kill me. I don't really know.
Yeah.
That was way worse than actually being diagnosed with cancer.
Because once you know, you know.
Once you know, you know, you can deal with it.
Yep.
Right? And it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing when it comes to STDs, whether it's chlamydia or something else.
You can deal with anything.
Deal with it.
You just got to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I'm so excited. I'm going to download. I already downloaded the app.
I'm going to get tested and Preston will... This will be a fight. We'll be like, why do you need to get tested? Like, for the podcast.
Yeah.
And for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't come back positive for you. That's going to be a really awkward conversation.
That's going to be real. And also, I'm going to be very confused.
Oh, man. Can we fake positive on the app?
Is no, that, because I don't want
to. Why would you do that? What a terrible idea. Steven.
Results come straight from the lab, so look, I can't do anything there.
I know. That would just be
Steven's going to hack into it and fuck with people.
I'm only being evil to Preston.
You'll get a fake positive thing. Megan's going to cut off his dick immediately. Like, I don't know where this has been, but I know where it's going. In my stomach. This has got more protein than I need the protein. Tuna. You guys, what a bunch of professionals.
Thank you so much. Is there any other info stuff that you need to get out there? Or is
I think just check us out at beamteam.com. And same thing for Instagram, Facebook, Beam Team.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
I feel like this is like a real helpful episode.
Jammers.
Getting there. Yeah.